Join the Pop Goes the Culture crew in Birmingham, Alabama, June the 1st and 2nd for Iron City Comic Con. We'll be there with tons of vendors, cosplayers, panel programming, and a whole lot more, along with guests like Ray Park, Jonathan Frakes, John DeLancey, Todd Stashwick, Andy Black, Lee Waddell, Michael Biehn, Jeanette Goldstein, Janet Varney, Jim Cummings, Creek Wilson, Walter Jones, KG Tang, Marcy Edwards, Jeremy Lee, Matt Riddle, WWE Hall of Famers Kurt Angle, and Kane. All four of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles voice actors, Rob Paulsen, Barry Gordon, Townsend Coleman, and Cam Clark, and a whole lot more. You can find the full schedule and get your tickets in advance at IronCityComicCon.com. We hope to see you there. The Pop Goes the Culture podcast is intended for mature audiences. Remember that if you're listening through speakers or with kids in the car. Don't say we didn't warn you. It's honestly not as bad as I thought. Welcome to the Pop Goes the Culture podcast for Friday, May the 17th. My name is Joey Mills. I'll be your host throughout the month of May. No new regular format episodes this month. Instead, we're working through some Q&As with celebrity guests from a bunch of different Comic Cons and Anime Fests from the first few months of 2024. Today, we're going back to Jackson, Mississippi, where we'll be next month for Mississippi Anime Fest. We have a trio of voice actors together for this special Jujutsu Kaisen Q&A with Adam MacArthur, Ann Yatko, and KG Tang. I hope you enjoy this one, and be sure to check back every Friday in the month of May as we drop a few more big-name guests before returning with brand-new, regular-formatted episodes in June. Until then, be safe, be healthy, and be happy. We will talk to you guys later, and we hope to see you on the road in the month of June. We'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, June 1st and 2nd, Jackson, Mississippi, the 22nd and 23rd. We're going to have a great time. We'll see you then. All right, Jackson, Mississippi. You guys have been a fantastic crowd so far, and there's even more of you. So thank you guys for putting up with us this weekend as we do our best to help you guys have a lot of fun and meet some really cool people, get some autographs, photos, and all of that. We are going to bring three of those really cool people up. We're going to bring two of those really cool people and Adam MacArthur up to the stage. Please make a lot of noise. Give these guys a Jackson, Mississippi-sized welcome. Let's bring him up first. Give me Adam MacArthur.
You should have heard what they were saying about you.
Left, right, good night. You know they call me that, right?
I'm not going to mess with you. I know what you can do.
You know they call me left, right, good night for a reason.
That's right.
Please help me welcome to the stage, Ann Yatko. Come on up.
Yay, my friend. Where are you going, Ann?
I got lost.
Ann's moving in. She brought her backpack.
Yeah.
That's right.
And last but certainly not least, please help me welcome KG Tang. Come on up.
Yes. He's Gojo. He's the strongest.
Oh, my God, it's KG.
He's crying.
Oh, my God.
He's crying. Yeah, he lost his voice and then found a really weird one.
This is actually what I sound like in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, now how sexy is Gojo, huh?
All right, I was wrong. Okay. So the way this has worked, guys, this is a Q&A, which means you guys have questions. I know you do. You get to come to me. I get to pretend to be a microphone stand. And you guys get to ask your questions. I know we are probably not going to get through all of them in the short time we have together because we do have to keep things moving today. However, I will do my level best to make sure we move through the line as quickly as possible. So if you have a question, get up, come on over. You're not going to offend anybody by moving around. In fact, that's your job.
Also, can we just like preface the question, the Q&A portion of this by saying we want to avoid manga spoilers?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
let's we're going to do our best. Thank
yeah,
you.
Let's keep this an anime-only
friendly
discussion. And if you haven't caught up on season 2 yet, That's your fault. Yeah, that's your fault. You're bad boy, bad girl. You're bad.
Yuji said skill issue.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So as we have folks lining up, I have a question for the three of you.
Yeah.
When you started doing the cons, the festivals, all that stuff, did you have any preconceived notions about what you were going to experience? And have you been surprised in any way by how the entire convention experience has been for you in the years that you have been doing this?
Oh, well, I've been doing it the least.
Yeah.
My first convention was Otakon in 2021.
And don't talk about other conventions while we're at this.
No, you
convention.
Can.
It was at some other less cool convention in 2021. Shall not be named. TM.
The reps for Otakon are here.
Yeah. I can't win, you guys. This was like right after season one of Jujutsu Kaisen had finished airing. And I knew that it was a popular show, and I knew that it was like a really good show, but I didn't at that point understand like just how popular. And at our first panel for Jujutsu Kaisen, just seeing this like room full of people who were interested in the show that we worked on, I was like, oh, that's what this stuff means. And it's kind of never been not like that, and it's amazing and overwhelming, and I'm very grateful for all of it.
Go, Jim.
So I've been doing cons for a while, right? So I've been doing voiceover for about 18 years, right. And conventions prior to JJK were great. You know, like, you know, you go, you have fun, you go home. But then after JJK happened, it was. How do you even describe it? It was like going...
KG's exhausted.
I'm so tired.
He's always tired.
Yeah, we do a lot of events in the year. So, you know, it's always great. I love coming out and meeting new people. Though at home, I'm a little introverted, so the flying and all that stuff is a little much, right? But I'm happy to do it, and I'm happy to be here, and it's been a crazy experience.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we all sort of have a similar kind of like perspective where... We come to these things, and I always tell myself, like, maybe this is the convention. No one will want to come say hi. No one will come to my table. Maybe I'll do a panel, and it will be to a completely empty room. That's okay. Like, it's, whatever happens, it's okay. And then my expectations are always, like, you know, it's like this, where we are literally, like, you know, people are standing in the back because we're running out of chairs. Like, it's been so cool. We're all... We love this show just as much as you guys, so we're super thankful that we get to come to these things and share in that with you. It's really fun. So, yeah, we're really lucky. It's not lost on any of us. We know it. So.
Good. All right, so when you come up to me, you get to tell us your name, and you get to ask your question. Are you trying to film this? Okay, let me see this.
Oh, he's like, let me get that angle. He's like, let me get that angle.
There it is.
Well, hello. I've seen all of you in your...
Yes.
And got everyone's
hello again.
Signature. Hi. So I have I have two. So one is kind of silly. Have you guys tried, like, the Pepsi milk thing? I saw it before coming here.
The Coke milk?
Still never tried it.
You know...
You still haven't tried it?
I know.
KG invented that. That's what you're talking about.
We've been friends for years now. Okay.
Hey, all right. Listen. Okay. Hold on a second. Listen. How often am I pushing boba on you guys?
That is true. Often.
How often have you pushed Coke milk on me?
Zero times.
So who's the better friend? It's me.
I guess you.
Are you saying I should be more aggressive about things you love?
The pilk? Propaganda?
With sharing things you love?
Next time we play Magic together,
Tonight.
Who's making a grocery run? It's gonna happen.
I'm just saying,
the reason why I know about that is because I was kind of trying to gauge how mean you guys are, and it seemed like you guys were very nice, and so that's how I knew about the pilk.
Yeah, we're very nice.
My second question is, when Shibuya Arc was coming out, they had the Japanese voice actor, the video of him like on the floor, like when that scene with Yuji, and I wanted to know, what did you do to capture that emotion? How did that work for you when you were filming that scene?
Yeah. It was really intense, I remember.
You
made a really strong choice.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to tell them about that strong choice?
What strong choice? What are you talking about? What strong choice? I didn't get on the floor. What strong choice are you talking
I don't know.
About?
That's why I'm asking. What strong choice did you make?
Okay, so we're going to get right into the therapy session of season two, I see. Listen, Season 2 was a freaking beast for me. I wanted to make sure that the emotion in these scenes felt as real as possible. So in order to do that as an actor, you basically have to, like, obviously I've never leveled a portion of Tokyo, so I can't relate to it that way. But what is Yuji...
Skill issue.
Yeah, yeah. What is Yuji experiencing in those moments, right? It's guilt. He's placing all the blame on himself. He feels like he can't do anything. He's literally helpless, and that the only thing that can be done is if he was just to be the one that was dead. So we've all experienced some form of these feelings. So you're basically like living in this mindset for these last whatever 8 episodes it was of the season, and it was really, really tough. So yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm very proud of the work that I did for this season. And while no one took a photo of me on the ground off mic, I still feel like I still feel like I did the scenes justice. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
When that picture came out, okay, first of all, kudos and respect to that dude for committing that hard, right?
Absolutely.
But when that picture came out, we were all like, there's no way that dude is on mic.
No.
That was not a usable take.
That take he used.
There's no way they can use that take. No. Like, it's like, that's a great promo pick, right? But afterwards, 100%,
they had
that engineer would was like, okay, great. Can we do it for real? Like,
on mic.
Yeah. Also, just like, I mean, when I saw that and I saw, like, I mean, for people who aren't actors to see that, I think is like a really cool thing, you know? But for me, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, I mean, of course, you got to do whatever it takes for you to make
there.
That as real as possible. And if it's getting on your knees, like, yeah. So it wasn't like a, oh my God, this is so amazing. Like, I mean, even though he is amazing and what he did was amazing. Like, for me, it's just like, yeah, I get that it's going to require a lot of me. So I'm going to have to do whatever I have to do to make it sound as real as possible. So, yeah.
And to that effect, like, I think the work that you did was so effective because
I think you
really brought it in those emotional scenes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I would leave the studio and cry in my car. So, but I didn't take a photo. I should have made a TikTok, like all those TikToks where you're like, this person just went through a traumatic event and their first thought was taking out their phone and being like, hey guys.
It should have been you.
Adam here. Yeah. Like, no thanks. I'll just cry in the club by myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Someone's calling me.
Who's calling you?
Who's calling you? You should pick up.
Pick it up.
It's my mom.
Aww. Hi, Adam's mom.
Yeah, go to voicemail, mom.
Wow.
She's going to text me, are you alive? Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi. My name is Nicholas, and I have a question for all of y'all. What is y'all's most hated death as of right now in JJK?
Hate it like we just really did not enjoy the fact that this person died?
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, it's hard to talk about without spoilers, right?
Yeah.
For season 2 specifically?
Yeah, season 2.
Season 2, pretty much.
Yeah.
I feel like we can. Has anybody not finished season 2 and is going to be devastated if I say the name? You're going to be devastated? Then I will not say it.
Sorry.
Then I will not say it. Sorry.
All right, earmuffs.
I want to argue. Okay. Earmuffs?
Earmuffs. We're good. We're safe.
None of me.
Yeah,
that was sad.
Yeah, I kind of expected that.
My favorite character in the entire show. And it happened on Thanksgiving. Who does that?
That's so mean. I'm not thankful for that. I'm not thankful for that.
What did we have to be thankful for that day?
Nothing.
Nothing.
For the life that he lived. For Malaysia.
I was at my wife's family for Thanksgiving, right? And they were like, KG, why are you so sad? Like, you don't understand. Cartoon character died today.
You're like, I hate my in-laws.
My heart is broken.
They're like, wow, that guy really hates us, bro. dang. Again, this whole season was just like one piece of trauma after the next for Yuji. So I hated all of them. I really, truly just... hated all of them. I think, earmuffs again, please. Earmuffs again. I think Kugisaki's was really hard for me. Watching
she's
Nobara.
Not dead.
Yeah.
She's not dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she, you know,
she's
look
not
at, she's not confirmed. It's not confirmed.
She's fine.
She's fine. She lives.
I live in denial, guys.
Yeah. They're saving her for the best part.
Yeah.
You wait. You wait and see.
Every once in a while, there'll be like a leak, like a manga leak that's fake, but it is a panel of her return. and I believe it every time. And then I'm so mad after that these stupid leakers keep getting me.
Fake leakers.
Yeah. It's like when I first got on JJK, I was like, oh, let me like go follow Gege's account. I didn't realize that Gege didn't have a Twitter account.
I
followed some random.
We all fell for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
And then some rando fan was like, you know this isn't Gege's account, right? You wouldn't really fall for this, right? And I'm like, no!
Yes, I would. I would 100% fall for
that. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't fall for that. Clearly, I'm trolling the troll. Anyway, Nicholas, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name?
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Wait, sorry, Lauren, to interrupt you. By the way, I like that none of us said we were sad about Junpei's death.
was season one.
I know. So long ago.
Like
he should have come to Jujutsu Tech.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Lauren. Please.
Oh, it's okay.
Ask away.
I was just wondering, which domain expansion is y'all's favorite and why?
Malevolent Kitchen? I don't know.
Malevolent Kitchen.
I mean, Chimera Shadow Garden is pretty cool.
But it's still unfinished.
That's true.
It's still unfinished. We don't know what it really, truly is.
But I like things that aren't perfect.
Mine is a spoiler. I can't talk about it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Is it the recent one? The most recent one?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
So
do you read the manga?
Cool.
So do you know what he means? Don't spoil it. But you know what he means when he says the most recent one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you get the answer.
It's sick.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
I think mine
is the manga too.
Is it the manga too?
Is,
a different one? Yeah.
Yeah. Who's
it?
No, we can't
talk about that one.
Okay. I can't earmuff the entire thing.
Oh, yeah. Season 3?
Oh, probably be seen. Maybe if they, I don't know how.
We might see Anne's favorite in season 3.
Yeah.
We'll see. Season 3.
Listen, I just...
Thanks,
Lauren.
We have to answer your question.
Yeah. I love
Sorry
Gamba.
We couldn't answer
hard,
most of it.
I know it's a hard question, but I just wanted to ask.
Mine's Yuji's.
Left, right, good night.
Yeah.
Did you have two kinds of questions? All right. My name is Audrey.
Hi.
Hello, Audrey.
I have a question for Mr. Tang and Mr. McCarr.
Okay, cool. I'll just take the day off then.
Wait, she said your name. I'm the one taking the day off.
Oh, sorry. I thought she said Anne.
Mr. Tang, where's your favorite place to eat at?
My favorite place to eat at actually tragically closed down half a year ago. Oh. It was my local Chinese place, and I had been going to it for 17 years. Mm. It was, if you have like a go-to eatery place and it closes down after a couple decades, that's like a relationship ending.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks
I've lived
so
that.
Bad.
I've lived that.
So bad. So I still haven't found a place to replace it. These really nice people gave me a vase from the restaurant because I had gone there so often. They're like, hey, look, you know, we're going to miss you a lot. Hey, would you like to take a piece of the restaurant home with you? I was like, oh my God, yes. So I took the vase and a copy of their menu, and it's just
that
home.
That's so nice.
I know.
Did they hide any, like, chicken in the vase or anything?
No, just
Ew.
Dust. Just dust.
Old, just dust.
Yeah,
old
from
dust.
Over years.
Dust from the first day you were there.
That's right.
There's
that's
skin
right.
particles in that vase.
My skin particles.
From the first time you went there.
That's right.
That's really special.
Yeah.
Mr. McArthur.
Yes.
How do you feel about AJ Beckles, the voice actor for Takemichi from Tokyo Revengers?
How do I feel about him?
Yeah.
Like, you want? What like, do you want? Like you trying to get a clip right now?
Yeah,
talking
this
some
is
trash?
Fishing, yes.
Just like, what's his person? How do you feel about like the way he acts in the show? Like, you think he did a good job?
Oh yeah, I think AJ did a great job on Tokyo Revengers. Yeah, I think. Look, if I'm being 100% honest, would I be super excited to play Takemichi, the main character that cries all the time and like whines a lot? That would be a tough. That would like I would be happy to have a job, but as far as like the coolness of the character. But do I think AJ absolutely crushes that? Of course he does. I think he does an amazing job. AJ's a great... And Takemichi has some really great moments, and I think AJ does a really great job.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi,
I'm Ava.
Hello, Ava.
So
what other voice actors do you want us to talk some trash on?
No one.
Okay, good.
That Johnny Bosch guy.
Yeah,
I can't believe
it. Yeah.
So I do have a question for all three of you, if that's okay.
Of course.
So what are y'all's favorite lines to say in Jujutsu Kaisen?
Do you have a favorite line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now how are that you're expecting them to answer that, right?
So somebody had me write this on something today, and I've never written it on anything, and it's a totally kind of obscure Yuji line that I think is sort of funny, and it's when him and Toto are fighting Hanami, and I think that's when it is, and Yuji goes, "What the hell? Did I just switch places with a fish?" Because Toto claps him out of there, and then he swaps places with a fish. And he's like this, standing in a river. I think that's hilarious. That's not my favorite, but, you know.
That's a good one.
That's a fun one.
I mean, I always say, like, my favorite is the speech she gives to Momo. Yeah, that's such a good speech. Like, she's so, like, sure of herself. It's, like, such a good, like, rally cry.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do the speech.
2-hour minimum. All right.
The speech. I look around and I'm cool, and then I love myself when I'm kicking ass and taking names and punching kids.
What?
That's Anne's favorite quote. She said it. Put it on TikTok.
Wow. Uh-oh.
No. Anne Yatko, kid puncher.
I love myself when I'm punching kids.
Yeah, Anne Yatko, kid puncher.
Is that going to go on my tombstone?
Yeah. Yep, yep. You got to go first because me and KJ are going to erase whatever you put on there and put that on.
Dang it.
Yeah, KJ.
Grave defilers in an old age. So it's tied between a couple, right? It's like, I really love that JJ stroll where they stop Megumi from talking to a girl. That's hilarious. The whole, like, you know.
Wait. You mean this one? Gojo Kugisaki! Bushiguro's getting hit on!
Formation B!
Who is this woman? Bushiguro!
You know, yeah,
that whole thing.
It's not that incredible one. That's not your favorite.
No, it's not?
There's also that really fun one when you guys go curse hunting for the first time and me and Megumi are talking outside,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then Nobara exorcises the curse and they both look up and Gojo's like, oh, good, she's crazy. Yeah.
Wait, KG. I know those might be your favorite, but you know the people have a favorite too.
Are you weeping?
No. You got to say it. Not in the English translation.
You crying?
There you go.
Hey. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a long way to get to
that
line.
You only got one. That's on you if you weren't fast enough.
You missed it.
But keep that phone ready. There might be another one. I don't know.
For all re-records of Gojo saying you crying, it's actually going to be Marco Diaz asking people if they're crying, are you crying? There you go.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Summer.
Hello, Summer.
Hi.
I just wanted to know, do you guys ever catch yourself looking up edits of your own characters, like on social media?
No. No.
All the time.
People just send them to me.
My wife shows me.
I don't search
me
for them.
My wife shows me the edits. I'm not on TikTok, but she is, so I see some of them.
I look up stuff all the time. Actually, well, here's the thing. I get tagged in a lot of stuff, and I'm like, oh, what else is there? And then I go look around.
Oh, sure. But like that's a natural thing. It's not like I go, I wonder if.
Oh, see, I do.
Oh. Okay.
And then I write down every username that talks trash.
He's got a burn book, you guys.
And then I send them to my friend. His username is Ryan the Youth Pastor, who has a master's degree in cybersecurity and homeland. What is it? Homeland security and yeah,
like
homeland
cyber
security
terror.
And cyber terror. Yeah, and I'm tracking everyone down.
Everyone needs a hobby.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
So this is what I do in between seasons. To heal from the trauma is I ruin
long
people's
time
lives.
Before season 3.
Yeah.
Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Summer.
Thank you.
You're my favorite season.
Yeah, Mr. Tang. All right, so my question's for Mr. Tang as Gojo. Yeah. Who would win, you or Sukuna?
Well, that's an interesting question.
That's a question we can't answer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would count as a spoiler at this point.
Yeah.
But am I looking forward to seeing it? Absolutely.
More specifically, I'd rather you say not win.
All right. you got to wait for that one. We're going to wait. I'm practicing right now, you know? I don't want to fire it off too early.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Got to keep it in the chamber.
He's got summoning sickness right now. He's just waiting for his turn.
Yeah.
Appreciate the question.
We can't say all the memes. You know what I mean? We can't say all. Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hello, my name is Omar. I just have a quick question. But what is like your favorite scene that all three of you guys got to do together?
Formation B, probably.
Formation B is really funny.
Yeah, it's so good.
I like the one where like he tricks you guys into thinking you're going to like that one place, Roppongi, right?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
That was really good too.
I also think it's funny when you burn Gojo's shirt.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Like the one moment of happiness we get right before
in
everything
two,
goes
yeah.
bad. Yeah, in season two.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
I miss smiling.
I don't even know how anymore.
Hi, my name is Quentin Hudson. Mr. Tang, I have a question for you. What did you think about the anime of Hidden Inventory?
I thought it was really good. I thought it was really great. I remember reading it very fondly in the manga. I was like, oh man, I can't wait to see this animated. And then they elevated it to such a degree, you know? Like, just some of the scenes with... some of the action scenes with Gato and Gojo together were stupendous. They really, really took the heart of the theme of that portion of the season, where it's the relationship between Gojo and Gato and how Toji having beef with two teenagers changed the course of the entire story altogether. You know, I thought it was a really well-adapted arc.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And what got you guys into voice acting?
Chicken sacrifices, mostly. Yeah.
The Little Mermaid.
A little what?
The Little Mermaid.
Oh, the Little Mermaid? Is that? Oh, yeah. I just always wanted to do cartoons. I don't know, since I was little. Kung Fu and cartoons.
Okay. All
it's
right.
Basically my brand.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank y'all. Thank
y'all.
Of course.
Another thing about the Hidden Inventory arc that I really like is even... Sorry, this is just me talking with my friends now.
Yeah.
The animation style felt more youthful also.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Really did.
It's animated like a slice of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anime,
yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I wish we could have a whole season.
More slice of life, please. Gay.
Hey, my name is Devon, and I have a question for all three of you.
Yes.
I'm gonna start off with Adam. When recording Star vs. the Forces of Evil, what did you want to see Marco do more?
Oh, when recording Star vs. the Forces of Evil, did I want to see Marco do more?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Marco got to do a lot. I had four seasons. I had like 70-something episodes of that show where we got to do a lot of stuff. I mean, all right. If you know Star vs. the Forces of Evil, I would say it would have been really cool to see Marco use magic more, like maybe wield Star's wand a little bit more. That would have been cool. And then... I think where the show wrapped up, I would have liked a time skip to see them down the road and see a glimpse of maybe like where life ended up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And I have a question for your writing Shogun.
Uh-huh.
When recording her, when you said, oh my God, I'm blanking on the line, but it was a line talking about eternity, where everything was getting hyped up and stuff. How many edits would you say you've seen?
Which line about it? It's kind of her thing. So there's like a lot of lines about
eternity. What is the line? Like, Schminigan shines eternal or something like that?
Inazuma shines eternal.
Yeah, that one?
Schminigan. I don't know how many lines. I think in that session we were doing like an A and a B pass, right? Mm-hmm. So I would give them two takes and then they would give me a redirect if they needed something more. So it could have been as little as two. It could have been as many as like four or five. But I think that was probably in one of my first two takes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's that good.
I'm that good. What? Why do I keep repeating what he says?
For Kaji, when I would say in season two, when Gojo was fighting all of the cursed spirits and he said, I got you, I'm weak. Did you know how many people would like, make edits of that specific scene?
No. I know people really enjoy that scene, and I'm flattered that people enjoy that scene, but it was like, we didn't think much of it when we did it. We're just like, okay, all right, he's low and intense, we'll do a take, and we did it in one take. We're like, okay, it fit, and we moved on. We literally did not think that much of it, right?
Really?
And then, yeah, people really started enjoying that clip. a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
That's possibly how I was hired for Apothecary Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
The director saw that clip and was like, that guy for Jinchi, maybe. You know?
That's cool.
So yeah. I'm glad people enjoy that clip.
Right. Thank you.
Hi, come on up. Hi, what's your name?
Jewel. If your character were to have a Pokemon, what Pokemon do you think they'd have?
Ooh. Togepi. Yeah, Yuji would be Togepi. Yeah. They kind of match the same hairdo.
I would say Gengar for Gojo. Trolley.
Roselia.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Shiny Roselia, too, because she's fancy.
I was thinking like a Lucario for Yuji, some fighting type.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
they would spar.
Yeah, we
they
could go fighting type. We could go like Hitman-chan or something like that, too.
Yeah.
But I don't
know if Yuji can take on a Lucario, man. I know Yuji's very strong, but yeah, damn. No,
I think it's Togepi. He would just have a really strong Togepi.
Yeah.
The egg form, too. Not
yeah,
even
yeah,
like
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
No, not the evolved form.
Yeah.
Okay. Right,
thanks, Jill.
We all three have questions.
Okay.
Well, I don't.
All right, who's the three that have questions? One, two, three. All right, we're going to start here. What's your name? No, we're not starting here.
No.
We're
going to
start here. What's your name?
My name is Yuri.
Hello.
Hi. I don't really have a question, but I just want to say.
And you lied to me.
Back you, of the line. Lying?
You lying?
I just wanted to say I ship Tumco. And.
Ooh. Ouch.
Dang.
Wow.
You've made an L take. You made an
ship.
L take.
And I ship. Okay, nobody criticize me.
Uh-oh.
We already
about to
are.
Get real here.
Gojo and, hold on, what's his name?
What's his name? I forgot
Geto.
His name.
Geto, I'm sorry.
You ship them?
Yeah, I ship them.
Yeah, well, Geto's dead, okay? He's Kenjaku now.
Dang.
Ooh.
Kenny with the meat puppet.
Yeah, they broke up in front of a KFC and then he died.
I could never have fried chicken again, to be honest. Man.
Your ship sank.
When you see fried chicken, do you just start crying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you say to yourself, I'm crying.
I'm crying.
Okay, my name is Taylor.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, my question is, what is your favorite like feature about your character?
Oh.
Everything?
Yeah, that's a very Nobara answer. I love everything about me.
I love everything about me.
I think I really like Yuji's. He's just relentless. Yuji is relentless. He will persevere through anything, like no matter what, no matter how much physical damage he takes, no matter how much like emotional trauma, Yuji gets back up on his feet, and I really, really think that's cool.
I think my favorite part of Gojo. Is that my wife loves Gojo.
Yeah.
So, what do you think, to Adam, what do you think Jono's feelings are towards Techo?
What do I think Jono's feelings are towards Techo? Oh, it's a Bungo Stray Dogs question. I think he finds him incredibly annoying. Yeah, I think he wants him to, like, leave him. I think he respects him as like a hunting dog, but I think he is. I think everyone annoys Jono pretty much.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, come on up. We are going to do our best to get through the line that we have, so we're going to go into lightning round mode. So give us your question. And
awesome
we'll
cosplay, by the way.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, both of you.
Thank you. Oh.
Okay, my name is Eliza. Her name is. And I came to show off my bag a little bit.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love it. I don't see any Yuji in it, so it's kind of mid. Sort of like a mid bag.
I think it's great.
It's okay.
Okay. My question is, I was just going to ask a request for her. Can you say the iconic line or two iconic lines for her?
Let's see. Are you weeping? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What is the second one?
What was the second one?
No, her. About the... Hey, Ron.
Are your tear ducts leaking?
She got one request for you, the Ukraine, and one request for Nobara.
Yeah.
To say hi to her friend Ron, if that's okay.
To Ron?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where's Ron?
In
Is
what?
Ron not here?
Oh, okay.
You just wanted to say hi to Ron, that's it?
Yeah. In Ba's voice.
Oh, Nobara's voice.
Okay. I'm not really allowed to do that. Like, that's like a big no-no for like Genshin.
Okay.
But I can say hey to Ron.
Okay.
Are you recording already? Ron, what's up? It's Ann Yakko, English voice of Raiden Shogun. Why aren't you here?
Ann Yakko shines eternal.
All right. It's my turn. She's recording this time. All right. What if I just completely mess up? You know what?
Like,
you crying? Yeah, no, you crying? All right, go.
Could you imagine if you went through like second puberty right there and then?
You crying?
That's my job.
Season 4 Gojo voice. Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody let me out of this box.
Yeah. It's so good to be out of this box, you guys.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going? Sorry.
Hello.
I wanted to ask what your feelings are about like Dazai as a character, because I feel like he's very complex. So voice acting him, I feel like you have to go through a lot of different things and thoughts and feelings about him.
Yeah, Dazai, if you're familiar with Bungo Stray Dogs or even the real author, Osamu Dazai, you'll know that the actual person was a clinically severely depressed artist. And obviously, Dazai in the show is based off him, and he is severely clinically depressed, right? I feel like what gives Dazai a reason to stick around really is the people he surrounds him with, right? Obviously, Otosaku had a huge impact on him, and that's what started him off, right? That gave him his first reason. And then he found this family to surround himself by, which I love for him, you know? One of my favorite parts of the show is seeing him interact with these people that he's come to really accept as his family, I feel at least, right? Even if he won't say it out loud, right? He loves these people. And I feel like a person with that much sadness and depression really, really hangs tight onto all those rays of sunshine in their lives. And I love Dazai. I wish the very best for that dude. I hope he gets a little bit of therapy. You know what I mean? But yeah, every time I voice Dazai, I try to honor the fact that he is in that place, right? If you think of some of the funniest people, some of the most uplifting people in your lives, like let's say like a Robin Williams, right? You know, they're all going through a lot of stuff and they understand what it is to be that sad. So they try to have some laughs with the people around him. And I feel like Dazai utilizes some of the same stuff. Yeah.
Thank you. Good question. Hi. What's your name?
James. Her question kind of stepped on the toes of mine a little bit. But for all three of you, and especially you having voice characters as serious as like Guts and Archer, how do you manage the swing, especially even in Jujutsu Kaisen, where it goes from like serious to like straight humor? Do you separate it in the days, or do you have to go take a break or something and then come back and like, all right, we got to go dark now. We got to, you know.
I wish we had the luxury
we don't have that
of time.
Time.
But for most all of this stuff, the production process for anime is so incredibly fast. Yeah, there's just not a time. So we just sort of have to be
following the episode in order.
Yeah, so we kind of just have to be like flexible, moldable. You know, we work with a great staff, a great director who, like, if, you know, there were times in season 2 where I was like, hey, can I just like take a quick second before we do this next part? I need to just like let that, you know, funny thing go or whatever, you know. I mean, there wasn't much funny stuff in season 2, but
no.
Still, even coming in off the street, like, you know, we're regular people, so we're driving in traffic to our session. The dude cuts us off, you know, like, you know, some lady's screaming at us to slow down in the neighborhood, and then we have
what
to walk in.
What is your commute like? Wow.
Oh, listen, I drive like an absolute maniac.
I've seen him. It's true. No,
it's not true. But you know, but I'm just saying, like life happens, right? You wake up in a funky mood. You wake up in a super happy mood. You wake up super excited, like, you know what, today's going to be a great day. And then you're like, oh, crap, I got to go in and pretend like I just leveled Tokyo. Like, how do you switch? And it's just, I mean, at this point for all of us, I feel like we've done it enough. We've practiced enough that going the tonal shifts are just, that's our day at the office.
Yeah, like this goes all, you know, to our like acting training. You know, like, we all have gone through acting classes. We've been doing this for a number of years. Like, that kind of internal process for, like, seeing, okay, what is this scene about? And making all the internal choices that we need to make in order to produce the emotion that we need. Like, that comes almost second nature to us now. But that's built upon years and years and years of work and study. yeah. much study.
It's a hell of a thing for someone behind the glass to be like, all right, we need you to make the audience feel sad here. We need you to make the audience feel happy here. And to go between that very quickly. I make this joke all the time about method actors. I joke about method actors, but I respect them, right? I love the method. So it's like whenever an actor who practices the method goes through something in their life, something devastating, they're always like, this is going to be so useful later. Oh, my God. You know? So, like, I don't know how bad it is for your mental health to keep pulling that stuff out for your job, but, like, it works. You know? It works.
Yeah. Thank you. Hi, come on up. What is your name?
Jared. Yeah, I had a question for Adam specifically or just anyone that's done prelay. How was it like to adjust to doing anime?
How's the adjustment to anime? It took me a second, I feel. It took me a second to kind of get my bearings. For those of you who don't know, I did like a Disney show and I was on Star Wars Clone Wars and some other like Western animated things. Jujutsu Kaisen was my first anime. The added like difficulty of stepping into JJK as my first, not only was like Yuji like, you know, an MC, but also, we started recording this show in October of 2020. So it was from our homes with our mobile setup. So I'm like recording in a closet, basically like a makeshift closet during COVID, with a new studio, with a new director that I had never worked with before. I didn't really know. I would say for me, the hardest part was knowing the behind the scenes than it was knowing how to act it, I guess. I didn't really know that I could push back a little bit in the booth with the director and sort of be more collaborative. I come from a martial arts background, which has helped me, I think, succeed in my career because I'll just keep going when it's hard. Like, that's something I've learned in martial arts. But the other part that sort of hinders me that I've had to unlearn is, like, striving for a target or, like, also, like, listening to my teachers. Anytime my martial arts teacher told me to do something, I always did it. I was the same way with my parents. Like, I was a very good kid. I never caused any trouble. And that's not always super helpful when you're an artist. Like, sometimes you know, oh, I should say it this way or I should do it this way. And someone sometimes says, no, I want you to do it this way. Well, sometimes you should listen to them, but also sometimes you should feel free to push back. So it just took me a while to sort of, like, get my bearings and figure out what I was bringing to Yuji. But it was a fun challenge, especially coming off of 6 years working on a Disney series. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And I have one more question. It's kind of
all right, this is going to be our last question, so go ahead and bring something.
I was wondering, this is a question for all of y'all, but how do you think the anime dubbing industry has changed, like, culturally and even technologically wise? How do you think that's going to look in a few years, especially with, like, AI and stuff like that?
It's come an incredibly long way. I mean, like, I got started just after the period where they would chase. Okay, so we have these three beeps, right, in dubbing. Beep, beep, beep. And then on the fourth phantom beep, you're supposed to go, trust that it's in place, and the line starts there, right? I came in, like, a little bit after that they stopped just chasing it. Like, they used to just play the clip, and then you're like, all right, ready? Ready? No beeps or anything. And if you missed it, you have to go all the way back, and it's like, that was crazy. To see it go from, it was nightmarish. To see it go from that to, you know, the Rhythmo Band that we have now to the AI.
And like, that's only some shows. Not every show is on Rhythmo Band.
Yeah. The technology has been incredible. There's already some stuff they're using it in Japan. We saw a little bit of it in a game called Yakuza 7, Like a Dragon. There is a program that automatically fits your lips to the lip sync. So when you perform, you don't have to worry about matching every flap anymore. At least in that game, right? I can just perform. And as long as I stop by the time the character stops, it will automatically sync my the lips to the words. That's incredible. I'm not too big of a fan of the machine replacing us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of crappy.
That sucks. It feels bad.
Yeah, it feels real bad. So,
There is a lot still to be, like, there's a lot of ways that the dubbing industry still needs to progress forward. Like, I mean, it's still kind of, like, from an industry standpoint, it's still kind of considered like really low rung, like low tier. The pay is not great. They don't
treated
really
like the black sheep.
Yeah,
of
they're
the family.
Yeah, they're, you know, yeah.
And like the work schedules, the production schedules, the budgets, like it's awful. Like it's an awful pace of working. Everybody working in localization is underpaid and overworked, and that includes the actors. But it doesn't stop there. Like you're talking about the directors, the engineers, the adapters, producers, everyone who's working on it is being expected to fit like a very, very tight schedule, but also do it for pennies.
Well, and what's funny too is like during COVID, you know, when the only thing keeping Hollywood and the entertainment industry alive in these streaming services was animation and dubbing and all that stuff, things started opening up a lot. Like you started seeing new actors come in, a lot of remote recordings happening, so people were getting opportunities in different locations. And then post 2021, that all sort of tightened back up. Much of the dubbing went back to Texas. So there are very few studios, even in California, where we're all located that still do it.
And anime specifically.
Anime specifically, yeah. Yeah, it's. I don't know. Look, there's good and bad in every job. There's good and bad in every job. Everyone has a complaint. Everyone wants more money, blah, 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 blah. Like, there's good and bad in all of it. So I personally try not to think too far ahead, especially about things I personally can't control. But instead, how lucky are we to have done what we have done so far and work on this amazing show? And we hope that if they decide one day, you know what, let's replace KG and Ann and Adam on JJK with some AI, that's when you guys will step in and be like, heck no. We saw them at a panel and we had a lot of fun and we can't have AI on a panel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
AI ain't going to wear this cool sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
It's true.
That's all, folks.
This show has been brought to you by the Pop Goes the Culture Podcast Network. Find links to all of our podcasts and more at popgoestheculture.com. Pop Goes the Culture is a VX5 Events partner. Find links to the entire Pop Goes the Culture Podcast Network and more at popgoestheculture.com.